All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on the top of page 108. So remember, again, speaking, the Ramchal speaking about the negativity of schok and kalos rosh, the idea of, remember again, sense of humor, good, but ongoing pervasive sense of levity and mocking of everything, says Ramchal, ultimately is terribly destructive. Why? Because at the end of the day, a person will not allow any kind of mussar, any kind of instruction, or any type of feedback to ever stick. So actually, we left off, I believe, actually on the bottom, we'll pick up in the middle. So if you look at the middle bolded paragraph, he says, "V'nimtza shelo yavo here hirei hayira belibo klal." So remember, we learned this last time. The Ramchal said that a person ultimately who unfortunately is cocooned by this late sonos, so nothing could permeate. Nothing ultimately, again, could make its way into his heart. So he's like the oiled shield where the arrows and the swords just simply slip off of it. So the truth is, that's exactly what Leitzanus is. Leitzanus is a shield. And that shield prevents the arrows of introspection, of true introspection, from permeating the heart. It's a very profound mashal. You know, it's interesting because normally we think of a shield as a good thing, and a shield is a good thing. A shield is there to protect you ultimately, again, from those things which could harm you. But a shield could also block out everything. So in this case over here, the shield which is Leitzanus, is blocking out any type of ability for introspection. The shield of Leitzanus will prevent any type of true or meaningful introspective thought from coming to the body of man. Just like the shield prevents any type of arrows from hitting the body of man, so does Leitzanus in the face of rebuke. And rebuke, kibbe leitzanus echad ubischol katan. Because we'll see, here's this amazing statement. With one little act of leitzanus and one little act of schok, yapil ha'adam me'alav ribui gadol min ha'sorus v'espalus. A person could lose out so much on opportunities for his orus, for awakening. Masha'aliv mis'orer u'mispa'el ba'atzmo midei ra'oso. As we said before, the idea over here is that what Leitzanus does is Leitzanus prevents anything from taking root in the heart. Nothing is important, nothing is meaningful, everything is a big joke. And if that is the case, then at the end of the day, a person is never truly able to do any kind of cheshbon nefesh. So any opportunity for his oros, for an awakening, is simply lost. Yisuri hamatzpon v'asecha hayosher misporim v'ata omerlo. We'll say, you know, there are times in life where something occurs and I have an awakening on the inside. My neshama awakens, my soul awakens, my heart awakens, and what Leitzanus does is Leitzanus shuts down that process. Leitzanus says, no, not necessarily, fine, just the way you are, let's make a joke out of it, let's diffuse the importance of the situation. Leitzanus shuts down any opportunity for what we'll call internal introspection. Last paragraph, page 108. Writes to Ramchal, the koach of Leitzanus is such that it throws everything down to the ground so that nothing has the ability to have a roshem, have an impact on me. This is a very important statement. Says Ramchal, you know, sometimes a person fails to be introspective either because, you know, some people are just not introspective people, right? Some people they're just very linear thinkers and are not necessarily able to see things in their totality, situations in their totality. So that could be, says the Ramchal, the difficulty over here is when a person has the midah of Leitzanus, they won't be introspective, not because they're not thoughtful people, not because they're not prone to cheshbon, because this is what Leitzonus does. Leitzonus is that shield that prevents anything from permeating into the heart of man. Top of 109. Shita beduga b'chol ha'olam, b'chol ha'olam. There's no principle throughout the entire world. L'schok arachim, o l'shchot arachim. So we'll say, so, I'm sorry. Lishchok arachim o lishchot arachim kedoshim shemafriim. So we'll say, so there are, in the world apparently, there are two different ways in which people do things. Some people laugh away certain important things, and some people destroy certain important things. In other words, that, we'll say that sometimes when faced with certain realities, it would be better if I did not have to internalize or confront those particular realities. Why? Because it's those realities that will force me to change. So what do people do when confronted by a reality that will force change? There are two possibilities. Either A, laugh it off, or B, destroy it. Laugh it off or destroy it. So undermine it or laugh it off. He says, Zeh nachon gam bedvar mot chamurim, mot kidoshim, bito benef yad, sometimes you could go ahead and undermine a process just with what? Just with a wave of the hand. Just with a wave of the hand. Sometimes just a cynical wave of the hand ultimately is enough to go ahead and prevent any circumstance from me having an impact on me. He says, this is an incredible thing. What he's saying over here, we see this all the time, that if a person is cynical, they're able to go ahead and dismiss every single piece of constructive musr that comes their way. Suddenly anything that anyone says or does to try to highlight that perhaps, again, the person should be living a little bit differently, is just simply dismissed with a wave of the hand. And one little cynical wave of the hand is enough to create that shield that prevents any type of real musr from permeating. Yeshaya HaNavi used to literally cry out about this like a rooster. He used to crow incessantly about this like a rooster. Ki haya roa shezehaya ma shelohaya maniach makom litochok sav sheyasu roshem. But say, like, ever wonder about this? You have like a Yeshaya HaNavi. Yeshaya HaNavi is spending years trying to go ahead and rebuke Klal Yisrael. I will say, remember, why is Yeshaya HaNavi, why is he rebuking Klal Yisrael? It's not out of anger, chas v'shalom. It's not out of hatred, it's out of love. Instead of love, when you see someone who you love doing something wrong, you want to go ahead and rebuke them so that they could come back on the straight and narrow. So you ever wonder to yourself, here, there's the prophet of God, right? So, you know, everybody says, oh, if only we had Nevi'im, right? If only we had Nevi'im, we would know. It's not true, right? We had Nevi'im for many, many years, and more often than not, we simply did not listen to the Nevi'im. So what's the pshat? So what's the pshat? So here, Yeshaya HaNavi is telling me all this information, right? Telling us to go ahead and do tshuva, telling us to change our ways, telling us to do all of these things. And if we don't, by the way, he spells out the repercussions, and yet we don't listen. Why not? Why not? See, Yeshaya HaNavi understood it's because the people were cynical. It's because the people were cynical. And where there is cynicism, remember again, cynicism, what the Ramchal is saying, also this is very interesting. Cynicism is at the root of Leitzonos. Meaning, where does the Midah of Leitzonos come from? Where is it that a person makes fun or pokes holes at every single thing? Where does such a Midah like that come from? So Ramchal posits, ultimately, again, it comes from cynicism. When a person is cynical, they poke fun at everything. When you poke fun at everything, nothing is ever serious. That creates the well-oiled shield that prevents any kind of musr, even from Yeshaya HaNavi, from coming into your heart. Let's just do another few lines. Ar Yeshaya kala tochachos lo shavos ki kishiyesh sinuyut. After you don't want to prefer, right? We don't want to confuse this with tzionut. This is tzinuyut, right? So tzionut is Zionism. Tzinuyut is cynicism. I'm sure there's a drasha in there somewhere. He says, Shun davar la ozer. He says, Yeshaya HaNavi was saying, because ultimately, again, where there is cynicism, so no thing could permeate the heart of man. Ata yochol ledaber elef pa'amim zemachlik. You could say something 1,000 times, that if a person is cynical, it'll just simply, zemachlik means it'll slip off. It'll slip off. The well-oiled shield of Mara simply slip off. Yesh klipa atuma. There is a thick klipa. There's a thick shell. Af echad lo makshiv. Af echad lo keach leves hatochachos. So ultimately, again, when a person is cynical, it's the thick peel. It's the thick shell. Ultimately, again, it's the oiled shield, and doesn't listen, doesn't take anything to heart, is not mekabel any tochachos, any musr, as kol asichos shal Yeshaya hanavi lo shavas klum. Well, so when a person is cynical, all of the conversations, all of the statements of Yeshaya hanavi are worth absolutely nothing. Limros kidulaso harbe, despite the fact that Yeshaya hanavi was a great tzaddik. So this is an incredible yisod. What you see from here is that at the end of the day, this is a very important yisod as well. You know, people often say, you know, I need an inspiring rav, I need an inspiring teacher. I'll say something very important. Every rav is inspiring if you open your heart to it. And every teacher is inspiring if you open your heart to it. If a person wants to be a mekabel, you could find inspiration anywhere and everywhere. The challenge is what? And the conversely, if I'm cynical, then guess what? You can have Moshe Rabbeinu giving your Shabbos Shuva drasha. You can have Yeshaya HaNavi speaking at Kol Nidre. And you know what? It's not going to move you a bit. What Ramchal is saying is that sometimes when we're not as inspired as we know we need to be, I have to ask myself a serious question, which is, have I put up defense mechanisms? Is there an oiled shield that is preventing everything from simply sliding off me? Because if there's an oiled shield, Yeshayahu HaNavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever it is, no one's going to get through. Sometimes, says Ramchal, the first step to ultimately being able to become inspired and being able to internalize the beautiful lessons all around me is to make sure that I don't possess the negative midah of cynicism. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up at 109, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow. Not tomorrow, sorry, Monday, Emir Tz Hashem.